Welcome back to Sports Day. It's all for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. Well,
it's although, that time of the year again, man. Let's get down to
grand final week.
It's that time of the year when the greatest tipster on the planet starts to come to the fore. Now, I'm not talking about the grand final and the prelim finals. We'll give him a bit of a test out there just to see if he can get into some form. But there's no one better at this time of the year than Andrew Bensley.
Particularly when, as the races get bigger,
his
tips get better. That's how you know he's a good tipster.
That's right.
Don't worry about the Thursday afternoon at Warrnambool. This is Caulfield Cup, Cox Plate, Melbourne Cup time.
My understanding is, as we welcome you, Andrew, you've had the Windex out, you've given the crystal ball a nice old polish up, and it's just starting to get 100% clear. Welcome to you.
G'day, Jared and Sam. Good to talk to you. What a build-up it is. I'm used to it with Jared, Sam, but not from you. But looking forward to Caulfield Cup Day. We know it's all been different, but what an industry has played out over everything that's going around COVID, guys, just to have racing there. I know that the AFL had, you know, time off and the other sports have had time off, but the hard work of all participants to maintain racing right through it all, it's just been one hell of an effort by all. And now, you know, on the eve virtually of the Caulfield Cup, it stands proud. We know that there won't be any crowd or anything like that, but I think the audience watching TV is going to be extreme come Saturday.
It's been amazing watching the horses run down with their masks on AB. Absolutely sensational. It's actually made even a win by a nose even tighter.
Yes, no. I think the jockeys have been wearing the masks, Jared. But no, look, it's they've done everything that they possibly could, the racing industry. We've had only a couple of hiccups along the road that could have tested the whole system. But, you know, Racing Victoria put in lots of protocols. We've got jockeys that are only able to go to one track in the morning and ride track work and all sorts of different things, like Werribee this year with the internationals. You know, not the normal crew of media that can go there because we want to remain safe and keep safe for racing. So it's certainly been tested, but we're here on the eve.
Righto, enough of the niceties, AB. Let's get down to business, shall we, and get to your predictions for some of these big race days because, you know, Jared and I were talking about Cox Plate Day, of course, on Saturday week, same day that a small game of football was happening. But before that, we've got to get through Saturday. Huge day across the country, Jared. You've got, of course, the Caulfield Cup.
Yes.
And then you've got the $15 million Everest in Sydney.
You got the
6.2 of that, by the way, goes to the winner, which I know is just another regular week for you, but 6.2 to the winner. We'll get to what's going on.
Is it called the Everest or the Peter Vlandys Cup?
Oh, very nice. I like that. We'll get to the Peter Vlandys Cup shortly. But how's the Caulfield Cup shaping up, do you think, AB? So much talk about Anthony Van Dyke. We know that very elegant, the Kiwis, is hotly tipped as well. How are you seeing it unfold?
Look, the draws made it really interesting, particularly with Anthony Van Dyke. This horse is a star. He's a Derby winner in England. We've never had a Derby winner run in a Caulfield Cup.
Yeah.
We've had place getters come here, but that tells us the quality, and that's why he's got top weight. But he will need an 11 out of 10 ride from Hugh Bowman from the wide draw. He's a horse that normally can ride up on the pace, and without getting too heavy into it, there doesn't look to be a lot of pace, early pace in the race. So Hugh might take the gamble of going forward with a horse like Prince of Arran, who's also drawn out wide. Look, it's hard, as I say, because we haven't been to Werribee. So you've got to take a lot of info from people that are inside stables, talking to them, and also people that are, you know, from Racing Victoria that are there. I think that Buckhurst for Joseph O'Brien has really settled in extremely well. The work that it's done at Werribee is spot on. Ben Mallum and Lloyd Williams have had a strong relationship with many cup opportunities in recent years. The horse will get a perfect run. I do like Buckhurst. He's going to be up on the pace. Master of Wine from a local point of view for the Hawks racing team and Craig Williams. I think that its last run in the Turnbull has it set up perfectly for a Caulfield Cup. And again, like Buckhurst, will get a good run. And then horses down in the weights a little bit. And I like the run of Toffee Tongue in the Turnbull at Flemington. 51 kilos on its back for Michael D. I think that she was really strong to the line in her last run. And look, I can't ignore Anthony Van Dyke simply because of the quality. That leaves out the favourite, Very Elegant. It leaves out Avilius if the rain comes over the next couple of days. But I just like those horses that are drawn well, that will get the nice run without having to do any work at all.
AB, that is a bit of an answer along the lines of, if you ask me, who do you like in the prelim final? And I said to myself, well, I really like Port Adelaide, but I do like the chances of the Tigers. Brisbane's a really good thing, but don't forget the Cats. Who do you actually like in this particular race?
Getting him off the fence.
I want him off the fence. I want you two wide.
Look, I've given you them. I like Buckhurst.
I want number one. Buckhurst, is it?
Buckhurst. Right. It's the top fancy. Joseph O'Brien, Ben Mellum. It'll be beating Master of Wine, and there'll be a pack of them behind that. Maybe Toffee Tongue. But I do like Buckhurst because I think that it's been brought for both cups. It's had a good prep, and it'll be sitting somewhere, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh there on the pace. So I do like it to win.
Well, that's a bit disappointing for us, Scoop, given that we went halves in a long-term bet on Prince of Arran.
I've heard that before, half bets.
Yeah, Scoop's paid, and I'm prepared to take half the winnings.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's how it usually works. Yeah, the fact that he didn't give Prince of Arran a mention anywhere along the line doesn't fill me with confidence. I mean, I know he's drawn wide, but jeez.
Well, you've got good odds to take your bet, so good luck to you. I hope that the horse does win for you. The only thing for mine is that he does love coming to Melbourne, but it normally is the Melbourne Cup that he runs well in. But we'll wait and see. I wish you the best, and I also wish you the best, Jared, in getting half the money if the horse does win.
You won't find me for a couple of weeks if it does win, I'll tell you that. Hey, the Everest, the Tab Everest, which you can watch on racingnewsouthwales.com.au. Where do we start here, AB? There's so many horses to talk about. Nature Strip, Classique Legend, of course, Behemoth, we know, has got its own success story, but it's going to be a funny old race.
Look, the pressure's going to be very strong, and I was only thinking today, you know, in Red Zell's two wins, we always thought that there was good, genuine pace, and then Kieran McAvoy was able to lead and control. Is that going to be the case with James McDonald? Is Nature Strip going any good, or is he just off his peak? We're going to find out on Saturday, because there'll be a couple of horses putting pressure to him early. I do like Guy Tra, the South Australian. He's been slightly forgotten, given that he hasn't raced since his first win in Sydney. He's had a week or two off. He's had a barrier trial and a number of gallops. I just think that he's going to stalk that pace, and the way that he was able to win there for Gordon Richards, who's celebrating his birthday today. I think that Guy Tra wins. Classique Legend for McAvoy. He could make it 3 out of 4 if he wins on Saturday. Classique Legend's a grey horse who's a ball of muscle ready to go. And then I do like Behemoth because it'll be charging. It's got that race fitness behind it that we've seen in Melbourne. And of the Godolphin horses, Trekking's the one that has been forgotten, number two in the race, guys. Around $11 at the moment, $11, $12 in some of the places. It ran third in the race when it was forgotten last year, and it's been solely aimed towards this race again. So they're my four, but I think Guy Tra stalks the pace and wins it.
Is Gladys allowing anybody in at the track while she's still in power?
Yes, she's hanging on. She might be there on Saturday, hanging from the rafters. Right. They've got 11,000, Jared. They've got exemptions for that crowd. It's well down on what they'd normally, you know, around that 35, 40,000 mark that they would get to a jam-packed Randwick. So it's nowhere near, but at least they've got some crowd there on Saturday.
Is there any chance, if Gladys decides to pull the pin, and it's unlikely, but you just never know what happens, that Peter Vlandys could take over New South Wales, given that he's basically running the joint anyway?
Yeah, no, look, he's, in all seriousness, because I know you like getting stuck into Peter Vlandys.
No, I like Peter. I've been one of his great fans, Scoop, haven't I?
Yes, it's true, unfortunately.
He has set up Sydney Racing, and therefore for mine, Australian Racing, because people overseas are not only coming for the Melbourne Spring, but they're watching the Everest on Saturday. I think promotional-wise, you know, the draw the other night at the highest point of Sydney, up on Sydney Tower, I mean, was the views look spectacular. So he throws things at it, Jared, and it's working an absolute treat. Everyone knows that it's Everest Day on Saturday.
So Caulfield Cup, Benz is tipping Buckhurst, which is the around the $11 mark, a good price, and Geetra, I think, is around the $6 mark, AB. So both pretty good value, but it is so, so hard to tip when it comes to these sort of races, particularly because of the year it's been. As we let you go, AB, you might as well tell us who's going to win the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, too early for that, Sam.
We've got to get through.
We've got to get through Saturday, and there's a few other internationals. If we get outside that 5K zone, and I can get to Werribee, that will help us. But I'll leave you with one for Caulfield outside the Cup.
Ooh.
It's in the Ethereal, race 5, number 5, Silhouette, trained by Godolphin. John Allen takes the ride. She is a really nice filly who's just primed off that recent run at Flemington. So if you're looking for something outside the Cups, Caulfield, race 5, number 5, Silhouette.
Yeah, proven third up as well, around the $9 mark. Another good tip there from AB.
What do you think about Windstorm, race 8, number 9?
Windstorm, yeah, it looked going super, Jared. Yeah, no, it's if it gets a Willie Pike ride like he's been doing, Windstorm runs there and then goes to Sydney, Jared, for the Golden Eagle. So it'll be well forward there on Saturday.
He's
for
riding that well, Willie Pike. He could ride a tractor home, you'd think.
As you leave us, Benz, give us your two prelim final winners.
I hope Brisbane wins and I hope Port Adelaide wins.
I think a lot of Victorians feel the same way. Thanks, Benz. Andrew Bensley there, who'll be hosting, by the way, Grand Final Eve next Friday. Which is obviously Cox Plate Eve. Really big free day, really big racing day.
That's the month he comes into his own.
More sports day ahead for Wilson Holmes.